Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, welcome to the very first episode of this podcast. And what's so funny is that we don't even know if this is going to be a podcast. This may never, ever actually see the light of day. But it might. And that's why we're recording it, because we're like,
Surprise!
So let me do a quick introduction. My name is Steve Kramer, and I used to host a radio show in San Diego. And that's how I know this other girl on the show today. Hey. Who are you?
My name is Jess. You can follow me on IG at Just Do It. JSSDUIT. You think I'm playing, but for real, follow me, please.
And also sign up for Beachbody, please.
Yeah, please sign up for Beachbody, y'all. I'm really trying. It's hard out here. You know, we in a pandemic. I'm just trying my best.
So the reason that we have gathered here today on this podcast is because when we're recording this, we're going to keep this whole thing as real and open and honest and upfront as possible. And I don't know when this is going to release, but we're recording this on August the 3rd. And what's happened is, back in January, I used to work on this radio show here in San Diego, and everything was going fine and great. And then the company decided to make some changes.
And then he got fired.
I basically got fired. So, Jess, what do you remember about that day? Because Jess was on the show with me. She was our phone screener slash assistant producer slash social media star slash third mic.
Yeah, so I did not get fired. I was safe.
You did not?
Okay. No.
I was literally the only one that got fired off the show, by the way, just for reference.
Like, actually, so it was a nice, sunny, regular day. Kramer and I were just doing our normal thing. We were in the middle of making a TikTok. So we were just literally dancing our little hearts away. And then our boss came in, and then it was just everything got dark and cold, and he swept him away, and then I never saw him again.
I mean, we went to lunch that day, but dramatic reasons, she never saw me again.
Like, literally.
So since then, I've started a podcast. It's called Certified Mama's Boy. And I have been looking at radio opportunities. And the whole time, I think Jess and I even talked about this. Mm-hmm. Right after I got let go, I was like, Jess, like, you and I just need to go do a radio show. Because Jess and I are the most brother-sister relationship I've ever had with anybody that I've ever worked with. Like, I love this girl so much, and she also drives me the most crazy out of anyone I think I've ever met my whole entire life.
Yes, that's how I feel about you.
It's literally like, it's like same.
Like, I literally love you, but I hate you. Yeah. It's low-key. It's fine.
So this is already the mix of a great show. So I just kept saying, like, I wish that there was an opportunity that we could just go and do a show together. Yeah. And a lot of things kept popping up, and then the pandemic hit, and then, you know, like, I'd look at one opportunity and, like, the money wouldn't be right, or I didn't want to work with a co-host, or I didn't like the format, or just something just wasn't right about it. And at the very beginning, like a few months ago, I got a message from a guy named Tom.
He's real, by the way. I feel like when you say Tom, they think that we're lying, but he's a real person. He's a very real nice person.
Yes. And Tom was letting me know that they were about to have to make some changes to their morning show, and that he would like to talk to me. And I'm like, okay. And so we talked. He's like, hey, listen, I am the program director in a radio station called Mix 106.5 in Baltimore. And we were talking, and he asked the question. He's like, I'd want to know, like, somebody you'd want to work with that you've already worked with before, preferably. Mm-hmm. And I had recommended another friend of mine, and I also recommended Jess. And so fast forward, and now we are here today, and over the last couple of weeks, we secretively...
Yeah.
Because I haven't said anything about it publicly, and Jess hasn't said anything about it publicly, and the station hasn't said anything about it publicly, but we are at a point right here and now,
yes,
where we're going to make the decision. And we decided, like I said, that we want to take you this whole process. So mm-hmm. we're having to make the decision right now on this podcast is, are we going to go and take this opportunity and actually go and, you know, be on a morning show in
across
Baltimore.
Across the country, what? Like move across the freaking country. And I'm going to throw up. Like I feel, as I'm like hearing you talk, you're like, are we going to do, I'm freaking out.
Yeah. So for you, Jess, though, it's been a little bit different. Now you have to imagine the awkwardness that Jess has been in because, you know, Jess is still works at this radio station.
Yeah.
And Jess made the decision. I'm not going to say if it was a good decision or a bad decision, but she made the decision
mm-hmm.
that she was going to let them know that she was looking at this opportunity.
Okay.
So
I mean,
take it away, Jessica.
Obviously, here's the thing. I needed to let them know because, one, I cannot keep a secret. I can't.
Yeah,
absolutely
she's the worst.
Not. No, I really, yeah. I cannot, like, the entire time of us keeping this low-key, just this entire process, has literally been making my skin crawl. Like, every day, I just want to go on IG Live and be like, listen, this is what's been going on. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, can I just put on a poll? Like, should we go to Baltimore or not? Like, you decide. It's like, it is driving me insane. Like, I'm sweating right now as I'm talking about this because I naturally just share so much of my life, probably too much, but keeping this secret from like everybody has been driving me nuts. And then also too, there was no way that I was going to be able to keep this from the people that I see every single day, like without right. walking in and crying, you know what I mean? And also too, I did not want them to find out from somebody else. I didn't want them to find out like, hey, I'm going to leave. Like, see you later. It's been real. Just like, bye. You know, I didn't want to do that. So I felt like I owed it to them. And also just for my emotional sanity that I had to tell them.
Right. And I supported her in whatever decision she wanted to make. But who, like literally right now, who knows about this?
The show and then our imaging guy that was on the plane that we were on when went to Baltimore.
Yeah, we should probably talk about that too. So
yeah,
here we are and we're like basically sneaking across the country. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, like, I mean, we're not like famous or anything by no means, but like people know us in San Diego. So
yeah,
I haven't seen Jess in so long and I was so paranoid that we were going to show up at the San Diego airport and like our cover was going to be blown by somebody like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I saw this happening. I saw you guys. Where are you guys going?
Which,
and
like,
I thought
which,
we
like,
were like,
it kind of has though, low key. Like we got the message from like a listener that was like, hey, I saw you at baggage claim ...
Wait, really?
Yes. Yes.
No, for real. Like I didn't, did they message me too or no, just you?
Just, oh no, I, did you not get that?
No, I didn't. At least if I, unless it's in my filtered messages.
No, I left him on read because I don't know what to say. I mean, I did. So I sent it. So I'm like, crap. No. He's just like, hey, yeah. I saw you at baggage claim. Da, da, da. And obviously I was standing with you at baggage claim. Like, What?
Was it just you, or did he say I saw you two together, or just you?
I think he just said I saw you, but obviously I feel like,
okay,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I think he's just not saying it, but is telling me that I know, like, I saw y'all.
Like, he's like looking into your soul. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
So I thought I thought we were like low key, but I don't know who all saw, but like, here's the most awkward thing ever. So we like boarded, I'm feeling better. Like, Jess and I are sitting like towards the back of the plane, and all of a sudden I'm like, Jess, I think that's Malcolm.
Yeah.
And Malcolm is, I'm trying to think of like how to describe Malcolm. He is like at a radio station. He's the guy that produces up all like the choo, 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 like in between songs, you know, it's like, shoo, channel 933.
Cool stuff. Yeah. All the cool stuff in between the music.
He's a production director, but that doesn't mean anything to you, most people. So what are the effing odds that somebody on the plane with us is literally works at the radio station with Jess?
And
sitting like four rows ahead of us.
Yeah.
So I was like, that can't be him. There's no way. There's no way it's him. That's not possible. And then no, literally it was that man. And I don't know, but will he say something or not? He was going on vacation to Maine or something. I don't remember exactly what he said.
He was like with his wife going to see his mom, but it was just like the most random thing on the freaking planet. Like, what are you doing on this plane? Like, why?
There's literally five people like that still work in that building, and like one of them literally on the plane. So
yeah.
So honestly, and Jess and I kind of had this similar fear because, you know, I don't know, honestly, I don't know a lot about Baltimore. Like, I'm not really, I didn't really know anything about it. And if you Google Baltimore,
we don't know anything.
It's like,
we don't know anything about Baltimore.
Nothing. I never been before. I don't know anybody from there. I don't know anything. Right. So the only thing that I would go off of is if you just type in Baltimore, it will show you like one picture of like this beautiful harbor area. And then if you scroll down, it's like fourth most dangerous city in the country. Like, hey, it's so scary. And so we were kind of like,
terrified. Terrified.
I don't know. Yeah. Like what?
Literally.
Like,
yeah.
Are we doing this? Like, is this like a real thing? Are we really considering going here? Because all we have to go off of is like what the internet's saying, right? Yeah. There's like a Reddit thread about like, it's scary. So I kept saying, like, Jess, we just have to go out to Baltimore. We have to, like, go see it. And I think that Jess and I both thought that we didn't put, like, a ton of stock into this because I think that we both just thought that it was going to suck.
Okay, let's just be honest. We literally thought it was going to be the worst thing on the planet. And we expected to go and just completely hate it. And then that way we would not have to make the decision because we both hate change. And that way we can just stay where we are and not move our entire life across the country expecting the worst. Like, both of us like felt that way.
Exactly. Just like this. Well, this will be terrible. So whatever. At least we get to see each other, hang out for a weekend. That's fun. Whatever.
Yeah.
Even though like we knew that the radio station was really good and like the bosses were really nice. And like to be able to go do a show like with us, like just me and her was so fascinating. But like, Baltimore? Like, that's also what I kept saying. Was like, Baltimore? Like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Baltimore. I know nothing. No. So Jess and I roll in town. It's late. We snuck out of town about 11:30 on Friday. We roll into Baltimore maybe like 8 o'clock their time, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And first things first. Here's our first omen of like, this may not be good, is we get to the rental car place. I rented a car for us, and the line literally it felt like hundreds of people. It looked like damn Disneyland and that like Cars ride or some shit. Like,
it was insane. It was so packed inside, like so packed.
So long. And so I'm like, all right, well, this isn't good. Well, luckily I was able to like switch some things around. I canceled that reservation. I think it was with Hertz or somebody. I don't know. It was budget because you know me, I'm pretty financially responsible. But luckily Enterprise had some cars. And so we go and get a car with Enterprise, and we are, we go outside to go pick up the car. And the guy was so nice, Jess, but the only had one car available, right?
Yeah, a minivan. So, minivan. So just, it's like the two of us like riding dirty in a freaking minivan in Baltimore. So,
yeah, so we get in this minivan. And for some reason, the GPS does not take us the highway. It takes us the back roads. And it's dark. Keep in mind, it's like dark.
Yeah.
And it's like kind of rainy. And
no,
terrifying.
It is raining. It's raining and it's foggy. And it's literally like the image, like you, like in a scary movie, I thought we were going to die. It is like pitch black outside. There's no street lights. The road is super narrow and windy. And we're like in the forest. And then we, you know, we continue driving. And then this huge truck is stuck around a corner. And then the guy gets down, he's directing traffic. And I'm like, where the hell are we? Like, why are there not streetlights? Like, what is going on? I was terrified.
Right. What is this? Like, what the hell is this? So, yeah, we finally get to the hotel. And again, it's night, so we can't really see much of anything. And Jess and I go to dinner with the boss, Tom, old Tom.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tom's cool. And we go to Towson, right?
Yeah,
isn't that where we were that night?
Yeah.
Towson. And I think that's like, we pull up in this little city called Towson, and it's, I don't even know like on the map where it would be, to be honest with you, because we were there for literally 48 hours. But I think that like for me, Jess, it was like when we got to this restaurant that he took us that night, it's kind of like this rooftop bar / restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like felt the vibe of the people. And first off, the guy at the rental car place, I'm already like, I'm in. Like, he's so nice. And then, like, everybody else was, like, just, like, so nice. And I think, like, sitting at dinner talking to Tom that night, like, on that rooftop, I'm like, damn, do we like this place? I think I might actually like this place.
It was so cute. And that was another thing, too. I don't know why. And, again, I don't know. I'm not trying to. I was just like, is there Trader Joe's here? Like, is there Sprouts here? Like, is there, like, and I don't know what I expected. I don't know why I didn't think that that would be a thing, but, like, we come to this
town. What were you expecting it? What were you expecting it to be like?
I just thought it was going to be scary, and I thought it was going to be all, like, historical and haunted, and I really don't know why I felt that way, because every time I've brought up the city of Baltimore to people, they're like, ooh, girl, like, it's scary there. Or have you seen The Wire? And I'm like, what's The Wire? And everyone had something terrible to say about it. So I thought it was going to be terrible. And then when I got there, I was like, this is kind of awesome. And I really like it here. And these people are like, I feel like this is where I would want to live. And this is kind of like my vibe. And I was super surprised by that.
Because you have to keep in mind, Jess is like born and raised California. So the fact that like the first thing that she wanted was a Trader Joe's, I think really just like speaks volumes for like where her life's at right now.
I'm sorry, but it's important to me.
No, I get it. It's fine. So we go to dinner. We go home that night and that's not true. We go to dinner and then because I haven't worked all day and I'm like, Tom. Is all like, let me show you this. And I'm like, let's go. Cause I'm trying to like, no, I forgot that Jess has been up since what time did you get, like 5 that morning?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like exhausted. Like, and these two are trying to like rage and drive around and like see the city. And I'm just like, what? Like, can I get some Starbucks? Like y'all have me messed up right now. Like what is going on?
It was literally 1 o'clock in the morning and we're still like driving around the city because I wanted to see as much as possible, right? Like I'm only there for a day and a half. I want to see everything, but I forgot that poor Jess has literally been up since like 5 a.m. San Diego time. So we like saw everything. We go back, we go to sleep. Next morning we wake up and Jess does Beachbody. Shout out Beachbody. You should join. How do they find out more information, Jess?
You guys message me on Instagram at Just Do It, JESSDUITT. I will set this up and I want to be part of this journey with you. Thank you. You take it from here. Let me be a part of your journey.
So she goes and works out. And then we, about noon, we all meet up again. Tom shows up and we just like go and tour the city. And I'm like, this city is actually really freaking cool. There's like so much. I think it's called Charm City. There is so much charm in this city. Like it's so cute.
It actually actually is. I was like, go ahead, Baltimore, with all these different pockets and all these different vibes. It's like the coolest place ever.
It was really like, it was such a pleasant surprise, which Jess and I were not expecting. So keep in mind, we're going like all over, right? Like we're seeing, like we spent the afternoon downtown. We took a little water taxi around and we saw all the buildings and what is that called? The little sand lot thing. Is that what that place is called? A little bar on the, by the water and everything. And
yeah, something in like Fells Point and Canton and Washington something Hill. I don't know. It was pretty.
At this point, Tom, like I'm tired at this point. We've been going because in case you're new to this podcast, like you may find us from the new radio station or something. Like I'm an introvert, so I literally have about maybe 4 hours worth of energy with people, and then like I'm dead, like I'm just done, right? But Tom, from what I've learned, is not. He is quite the extrovert, and Tom was taking us all over. He was taking us all over that city. And he kept being like, okay, like I'm just gonna take you. He's got this really deep voice, like, all right, you guys, I'm just gonna take you to just like a few more places. And it's getting late.
You're not even get hit. Tom sounds like this, like kind of like deep voice, like dreamy weather dude, like constantly. No. What did you compare his voice to? The dog from Family Guy.
He sounds like the dog from Family Guy is exactly what he sounds like.
And it's awesome. Right? It's awesome hanging out with him. Yeah.
So it was fun, but I'm just burnt. I don't want to spend that much time with anybody, but I'm like going around because I really want to see everything, right? Like I can't be the one that's like, okay, I'm tired, like I want to go back. And here we are. It's like sunset time, so it's like 7 o'clock now. As the introvert, I'm 3 hours past my overdue time. Tom takes us to this. What was that damn dockside bar?
Tiki something. Like, oh my gosh, this place is so rad. It's so cool.
But Jess knows. Now, see, Jess and I have known each other for now four and a half years, right? So Jess knows me inside and out. And I think you knew the second we pulled into that parking lot, because it's kind of like I consider it like, for the San Diego people that are listening to this, I consider it like Shore Club, right? Yes. Like, would you consider it like that for...
It is like, it is literally Shore Club in PB, but like on a lake, 100%, like 100%. Yeah. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. So now here I am. I'm like 3 hours past due. We walk into this bar, and it's packed. I mean, there's a lot of people in here, and, and they're like here to party. Like it's 7 o'clock at night, but you wouldn't know any damn different.
Yeah.
These Baltimoreans, how I don't even know what the term is. Baltimoreans, we'll have to learn. They're here to party, man. And Jess is like having her best life. Tom's having his best life. And
but we immediately leave that place though, but immediately when we walked up, I was like, he's not. We're gonna lose him. This is not where we should be. This is not. He's not gonna like this. He's not gonna like Jess this. Knows. Tom, like, we gotta go.
I can't do it, man. You need to tell, like, that's Jess, in case you're new to this podcast, because a lot of people I'm sure will be coming over from my Certified Mama's Boy podcast or maybe from the new Baltimore radio station to check us out. Jess, you need to know, is like, she can party. Like Jess can hang. She is so fun, and she's
27.
She's 27, so she can still. I'm 37, right? Like I'm just trying to get home before the sun goes down. Like,
just,
get a good night's sleep.
You just don't want to be there. That's period. You just don't want to be around it. And that's okay.
Four hours max. There's nothing else to talk about with anybody after 4 hours. There's nothing else we can talk about. We've exhausted all conversation at that point.
Right.
So we're at the beach bar. Jess is living her best life. Tom's living it. Actually, Jess is starting to get cranky, because one thing you need to know about Jess, she literally, and this is like, I know a lot of people say they do, but Jess literally runs on Starbucks. Like her body must consume it like gasoline for her to be able to function throughout the day. You know, like, and when she's on E, like she's on E. So she's like low key kind of whispering me, like, cause she's also, what you need about Jess, like she's not the one that's going to like really rock the boat or like step out of line. And so I think, did you feel like awkward asking Tom to go to a Starbucks?
Yeah, like I didn't want to be like, because Tom was just being so nice and just being the best tour guide on the planet, that I wasn't trying to even add an extra stop in his like plan and his schedule. I didn't know if he had like a whole like, you know, like a little like feng shui of like how he wanted to take us around. So I just wasn't trying to ruin that. But I also was starting to get agitated because I needed coffee.
Right. So she has said this to me, and I kind of forgot about it. But then as we're leaving, Tom's like, okay, I'm going to take you to this other like beachside bar or like dockside bar, whatever you want to call it. And I'm like, and I also like, Tom's so excited. Tom's so excited that we're there. And he's like so excited because he can tell we're like vibing with the city, you know? So he kind of wants to like keep going, you know? And so we get to, he's like, I'm going to take you to this one last place. And then we'll be done. So we end up at this other like same, but he's like, but it's like fancier because with me, Jess thinks I'm bougie. I think I'm particular.
You are bougie.
I don't know
I am. Okay, I'm sorry, but literally we're sitting at the table and Kramer was like, am I bougie? And I said, if you need to ask someone if you're bougie, that should be your answer. You are bougie. He's like, I think I have bougie tendencies. And I'm like, what's the difference? Like, there's no difference. So poor Tom is trying to like salvage this experience because he can tell that he's starting to lose Kramer by the second. And he's like, well, maybe I'll, because you went to the bathroom and he's like, we can go to this like nicer beach bar. It's like a little
Did you guys have a conversation by my back? What did he say? What did he say when I went to the bathroom?
So when you walked away, I was like, I was straight up to Tom. I was like, listen, Tom, I think this place is great. You and I, we can come here another time. I'll get me an Orange Crush. We'll go off. But something that you need to know is like, this is not Kramer's scene. So we probably only have about 10 minutes left here before he starts to lose it. So we probably, and he's like, oh, I got the place. We'll go to this other place. And then that's when the bougie conversation happened. And that's when you try to act like you're not, but you are. So it's fine.
Because I can't, what you'll learn too, in case you're new, is I can't lie. And like my Jess and I can't lie. We're so bad at like holding our emotions in. And so I'm just like, and keep like, people are like freaking getting down. Like,
yeah, it's like, so fun. Like people are having like, so much fun. Yeah.
And I'm like, huh, this is like just too much. This is like, just like too much for me. So anyway, Tom tries to take me to this nicer place. We go over there and the wait is like an hour and a half. And at this point, like I can tell Jess is starting to fade a little bit too. And so I'm like, okay, Tom, like, so we leave that beach bar and that the bougie beach bar, we'll call, I don't remember the name. Remember the name of it? I don't remember the name of it.
Sunset something. I don't know. It was pretty though.
Sunset. And so we leave and I can tell Jess is fading. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot to ask Tom if we can stop and get a Starbucks for Jess.
I was mad at you though. I was mad because that I just said that to you in confidence. Like I was just complaining to you in confidence, but I said I need Starbucks now. That wasn't cold for you to go tell Tom. And then you go and say something to Tom and then I look needy. And I was like, I did not want
did you feel
to
uncomfortable?
Say that. Yeah, because I thought that was just me and you complaining to each other. I didn't know you were gonna put me on blast that day. Like, that's not what the intention was.
So I literally am like, okay, Tom, do you mind? Like, Jess is all like, okay, if you don't mind, that'd be really nice. And so Tom's like super nice, and he's gonna like make it happen. The problem is it's like probably what 8:30 maybe, Jess, at this point.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we pull up to the first Starbucks. Oh no, the first Starbucks we pull up to, and it's inside. So he's like trying to find one and he can't really quite find one, but then we find out there's one and he starts navigating there. We get there, we find out it's inside the mall, which is closed. Mm-hmm. So that's not going to happen. Then he's like, okay, no problem. There's another one down the street. We get it over that one and that Starbucks is closed.
Like closed. And at this point, Tom is like, he doesn't like this. Anyone would be frustrated in Tom's position. Like he's been going all day. He's trying to make this happen. And now we're like the second Starbucks in and it's closed. At this point, we're all getting hungry and I am freaking out because I'm just like, oh my God, he's going to eat.
Yeah, we're starving.
He hates
like,
me.
Yeah. Like we're like, everyone's getting hangry. Yeah. And the Starbucks is closed.
Yeah, it was the worst ever.
So that was uncomfortable. Anyway, so we end up at this Mexican restaurant back over in Towson, which we told you back was, you know, that cool little place we were at the It's kind of like a college town. Maybe it's kind of like in, if you live in San Diego, it's kind of like, would it be like UTC area maybe?
Towson?
I mean, not UTC, no. College area. No. Would it be the college area,
yeah.
You think?
Yeah, it'd be exactly like college area / PB, like, but mixed together. Like by state.
Yeah, it's
though,
like a little younger.
Yeah.
But
low key nice though, because like they have an LA Fitness there. They had an LA Fitness there, and like
Jess felt like she was in California.
Yeah, I was like, this is.
They got
cool.
Chipotle.
They have Chipotle. So. They have a pho spot. They have, you know, they have like a Thai food spot. I was like, okay, let's go. I see.
Yeah.
So
we go to dinner at this little Mexican restaurant, but I'm so brain dead at this point, Jess. I don't remember what we talked about at that point. We're just, you know, Tom's just having the time of his life. He's so excited for us, and we're just tired. Like, I just can't. I'm now, it's like, it's late. It's like, what, 9 o'clock at night? And I've way past my introverted out allotted time. And so we have dinner at this Mexican restaurant. Tom takes us back to the hotel. And I literally tell Jess, I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about it tonight. Like, I'm so tired. I don't want to talk about it with like what we're thinking about it. I just want to go to sleep. I go back in my room. And I literally like hit the bed and that's it.
Yeah.
Next morning,
me on the other hand, I go back to the room. I'm super in my feelings. I'm like listening to the new Billie Eilish song on repeat. I'm like low key freaking out. I'm literally freaking out. Okay. And then what?
So we get back. No, sorry. So the next morning we wake up, we have an early flight. It's like a 9 a.m. flight that we have to, we got to catch. And I am, I'm like, get in the van and our cool minivan that we've rented. And Jess and I are both just like, oh my God, do we love it here? Like, we love it, don't we? Like,
yeah.
Or at least we like it. We've only been, we like love it because we've only been there for so many hours, but like, we were so blown away with how much charm. Literally, it's called Charm City. And I get why it is now, because it does have like so many different little neighborhoods and so much charm in it. And we're like, oh my God, like, are we doing this? Like, are we actually literally, and Jess filmed a video. One day we'll release the audio of this video, because Jess is literally like, give me a representative or a quick reenactment, Jess, of what that even sounded like.
I can we cuss on this podcast? No, we won't. But basically it's just like,
maybe
a lot
not
of
yet.
Pers-
Cause I don't know if it's okay, going to be.
Yeah, we won't, but it's just, I am having
not yet.
I'm having a mini anxiety attack. Like, basically just wait, for real? No, are you sick? No, wait, really? Actually, or no? Like, and even right now my heart starts to race because I'm really scared, because I was in such shock that like this sort of random possibility became something that actually may be a reality, and that scared the crap out of me.
It's so out of the blue for us. It's so like, it's across, you know, like I was looking at closer opportunities, and maybe, you know, maybe LA or Vegas or Phoenix or, you know, somewhere in like driving vicinity, but like Baltimore, like across the country. And we actually dig it. And like, the people are super nice. And we like Tom, and we like Tracy, who is the general manager. And like, we like the radio station, and like,
Greg was so cool.
Shout out Greg.
Shout out Greg. He FaceTimed us when he was at the station. It was so nice.
Let me tell you who Greg is. And this just, I think this just goes to show what Baltimore people are like. So they told us after right when I was about to board the plane, they were, Tom called me and he's like, Hey man, something I just want to talk to you about real quick. You're not actually going to be able to go inside the building when you get here, because they don't want two people from California to come inside the building, because you guys might have coronavirus. And I'm like, well, yes, but like, that's like one of like the reasons I'm coming out here, right? Like, I'm flying across the country to see the city, but I also want to see like the radio station, this, and like what we're going to be working in and all that, and like the equipment, and like, do we have the right space and setup? And so this was kind of a bad news. He's like, but don't worry, I've got a guy that's going to actually FaceTime you when you guys get here. Like, on Saturday, he'll go to the station. He'll FaceTime you. Okay. So 11 a.m. before Tom picks us up at noon, this guy who I don't realize who he is at the time, because he just says like Greg, and I'm just like, okay, that's whoever. And this guy who's got like, he's probably what, Jess? He's probably what, 10 years older than me, maybe?
Yeah.
He's probably late 40s.
Yeah, don't put that on me. I don't know. He's a nice looking gentleman. He's great.
He's just like this guy that's like super nice. He's like older than me guy though, right? He's like, hi, yeah. He like FaceTimes me and we add Jess and he like shows us around the whole building. That's Saturday morning at 11 o'clock in the morning. And he's like so freaking friendly. He drove in from who knows where. And he's like taking us around, like literally shows us. And this is like, these studios are big. Like it's a big facility. And he's like taking us intricately through the whole entire studio so that we can see the building since we didn't have a chance to actually go inside and they wouldn't let us in, right? But he could go in because he works there. Still this time, I'm not quite sure who he is, but I thought he was like the engineer or something. And I was like, okay, what a nice guy, right? So we spend probably, what, 25, 30 minutes, Jess, looking at the whole building on FaceTime?
Yeah, and he is just being the sweetest person on the planet, taking us through everything and answering every single one of our questions. And it was just, he was just so inviting and really, really nice.
Right. And then, so when Tom calls me after that, before he picks us up, he's like, yeah, did Greg show you around? And we're like, yeah, he was really nice. He's like, yeah, you know, Greg used to be on the afternoon show on Mix. And, you know, then they moved him over to mornings over on, I forget the other station's name, forgive me, I'm brand new at this. It's like the AC, it's like a little bit older person radio station, if you will. And I'm like, wait, that's the same Greg? That's morning show Greg? Went out of his way on a Saturday? He's the morning show host of the other radio station. And he's like, he has clearance to go into the building right now because of like, they're only letting so many people in the building right now. He literally woke up on a Saturday morning and went up to the radio station and literally showed us around. He's like answering questions about the place and like being so supportive and so nice. And then I'm like, that's the other morning show. That's like the guy. And he's been here forever. And he's kind of like, he's like a legend in that city. And it'd be kind of like if like Dave Rickard, like for San Diego people, Dave Rickard's been on, he's on the DSC show. And he's been here for 30 years. That'd be like Dave Rickard getting out of bed on a Saturday and like going to show you the station, some potential hire, you know, like a lot. Dave might, I don't know. Dave's a good guy, but I don't know that I would. I'm trying to think if somebody was, when I was at Channel 93.3, if somebody was looking at Star 93. I probably
would not.
You
would not do that. You would not do that.
I'm like, are y'all kidding me right now? But Greg could not have been a nicer guy. Then I'm like, oh my God, that's literally the morning show host on the other station. And he got out of bed to go do this. And so anyway, long story short, let's fast forward now, Jess. Okay. The reason, do you need to go, by the way? Jess has a beach body call.
I literally have a beach body call, but yeah, it's fine.
Like how long do we have for real? We'll wrap this up.
Probably at least maybe like 10 minutes because it already started, so whatever.
Let's wrap it up. Sorry. Okay. So here's where we are. Fast forward a couple of days. My agent hops on. They've been talking negotiations back and forth, right? Found out today that we're pretty much like at like the end of the negotiation part. The deal is in front of us. They want us and they're really excited about it. And we're like, oh my God, we actually like this place and we like the people and everything is like really, really great. But like now, literally in this moment, and I called Jess and I'm like, hey, all right. Like I called her to be like, hey, this is like, we got to figure out if we're going to do this or not. And she's like, oh my God, we have to record this. So good on you. Number one, what a radio person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Duh.
But like, are we really going to do this, Jess? Like real talk.
Wait, for
like,
real?
No BS. Like we're figuring this out right now together. Like, No, like this is it. Like this is the beginning of this brand new journey with me and you. And it's starting literally episode one is like us deciding that we're going to do this.
Like right now we're going to, you want to flip a coin? Can we please do a poll on IG?
I mean, like where's your head? Like where's, honestly, like what are your concerns? What are your fears? What are your excitements? Like what's going through your head?
Okay. Well, initially, I mean, I think also something that people should know, whether, I mean, I think a lot of people in San Diego who already know us and follow us, but whether you're new, it's like, this is going to be my first opportunity like this, like to have this type of platform on a show and kind of really use my voice in a way that I've never been able to. But also, I mean, make this type of move away from my family. Kramer's like, I've been out here for a minute. Okay. Like, this is like, it's like, how many moves is this for you? Like,
how many stations you been fired from? How many stations you been fired from?
How many stations? But for me,
this would be my, honestly, like, just in case you're new, maybe coming from the Baltimore station, like, this will be, I went from Savannah, Georgia to Panama City. Then I took a job in Tampa. That station didn't work out, so they fired everybody. I got a job in Phoenix. Wasn't quite right. So I left that job then to go to San Diego. I was here for 4 years, and then they blew me out because it was a budget cut from the other radio company, not the one that's hiring us, because we love Intercom, don't we, Jess?
You know, they are my favorite. I mean, I think they are fantastic.
Yep. That was a little plug for our future employer.
We love them. Yeah.
Thank you for letting us be on your radio.com app, by the way. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So Jess, like, tell them your background really quick. So in case they're not quite sure, they're brand new to you.
So I'm from Stockton, California. Stockton is like 45 minutes away from Sacramento, literally like the smallest town ever. Like, it's just very, very tiny. And then I moved to San Diego. I've been there for about like 9 years. And so that was the biggest, that me moving to San Diego is 8 hours away from my family. That's an 8 hour drive, like an hour and 30 minute plane. Like trip. So yeah, right. It was difficult and it was hard, but my aunt and my uncle are here. So when I first moved here, I moved in with them, and yes, I didn't even have a car. I rode the bus. So I was like living in living rooms, but like I at least still had my family here and a security blanket. So this would be like the biggest change that I've ever experienced in my life, like up to this point, like career wise and also just personally. So a lot of those thoughts are going through initially of just like, holy crap, like what? That has been the most intense thing because I am very close to my family. I'm very close to my friends. I'm a California girl. You know, I don't have a jacket. I've never been in snow, y'all. Like, I don't like to be cold. Like, it's going to be a culture shock and like so many changes for me at the same time, which is very, very overwhelming. I'm a very emotional person. If you can't tell. So yeah, this is scary. Well,
we should mention too that Jess has a boyfriend. Now, right now you may know him as Garage Boy. We're going to have to rebrand him when we get to Baltimore, and one day we'll explain why on the podcast, but right now just know his name is, at least we'll just explain everything, but right now his name is Garage Boy. But you guys have been dating for how long?
Oh my gosh, what's today? Oh my gosh, you guys, it'll be 7 months tomorrow.
So Jess is going to live, and like, you guys have had a conversation, and like, he's down to actually move across the country with you.
Yes, he's going to come with me. And mind you, he lives in Stockton. So this will be the first time that we will be living in the same city and also living together.
I didn't even think about that. He's not even here.
Nah.
For some reason, I forgot that he doesn't even live here. Like, that just like slipped my mind. So they will be living together for the very first time in a city they have no idea anything about. So like, that alone is just going to be interesting. What excites you about this? That's your fears. What excites you about it?
Honestly, Baltimore is like one of the most magical cities I've ever been to. And I like, can't believe that I'm saying that, but honestly, like, just seeing the city and going to all the different types of places and neighborhoods and experiencing the people was such a magical experience, and it's gorgeous to me. And I had no idea I was going to feel that way. And like, that was such a beautiful experience, I think, for both of us. Tom and Tracy and the team that we would have the opportunity to work for have been so open and transparent, and like, the communication has been really cool. And I think for me, like, this is a new opportunity for me. I'm a new talent. And so knowing that this team wants to take a chance to grow with me and coach me and also be on this journey with me is such an inspiring thing and makes me feel so special. And like, those are the kind of people I want to work for, that believe in taking chances and that also you know, I'm different. I know I'm a quirky person. I know, you know, I'm a little all over the place, but for them to see the potential in me is like, is a feeling I've never felt before, of like feeling appreciated.
Right. And I look at this as like, I fell in love with, now really quick backstory in case you're from Baltimore or somewhere that doesn't really quite know my story, is I got to San Diego. My life seemed like it was so complete. And then slowly but surely, everything that I knew has like fallen apart from me. Like, I was married for 9.5 years and my wife ended up having a entanglement. Is that the word we're using now in 2020?
Oh, entanglement. Yeah. It was an entanglement, yeah. Y'all.
She got tangled up with somebody else.
She got tangled up with somebody that wasn't hers. But anyway.
Hello. And okay. So that fell apart. And that was like the first hard thing. And then I went through just like this deep depression. Go listen to Certified Mama's Boy. You can kind of catch up on my story. But it just know it's been a really hard couple of years for me. And the last thing that I have, and of course I lost my job, and the last thing that I really had was like just my community in San Diego. And so that's like, it's like the last thing that I know of like this old life of mine, right? Like, it's the only thing I still have that's like,
yeah,
seemed normal to me. So and not only that, but I'm actually like really scared to not win again. Like, I'm scared, yeah, to go into a new city. And, you know, San Diego was really generous to me and they loved me, and I just hope that if I can go to a new city, that like, can they love us the same way that San Diego fell in love with us, right? Like,
yeah, and accept us for who we are.
Right. Because we are a little bit different than most morning shows you're going to be used to. Like, we're like way open and we share a lot. And I'm scared of failing again, even though I didn't do anything wrong this last time. Like, the show was successful, but it was just, you know, business that I got cut. But I want to like end up in a city that I love and with like people that love us and that we can just put on an amazing show, because that's like, to me, that's like where the fulfillment will come from this. But number two, yeah, like that's my fears. My excitement is this is a great radio station that we're going to. It's like the big dog. It's been around for almost, I think 30 or 40, I think over 30 years, like almost close to 40 years. People, it's very beloved. And there's a lot of the team is great. And honestly, like, this is one thing I said is like, I think if Jess and I could go and do a show together, it would be really, really amazing. And I've been just holding out and hoping and praying and doing all the good vibe stuff that like I could work with Jess again, because I really, truly do believe that she is one of the greatest radio talents. I mean, I used to work with a guy, aww, named Miguel, who I thought was just, I mean that, like, Miguel was always like this person that, who's now gone off to do great things and is hosting his own morning show in Tampa. And I was like, I don't know that I'll ever be able to find somebody that I genuinely enjoyed and thought is as equally talented as Miguel. But Jess just has that it factor. Like, she's a superstar and she's a good person and she's fun and she's hardworking. And I know that city is going to fall in love with you. And just the ability to work with you again. You were one of the hardest, you like, leaving you, honestly, was one of the hardest things. Jess and I called Jess about a day or two after, or maybe you may have called me, but we just like cried on the phone together. We just cried.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
we just cried. And like, we couldn't even like say words. It was so blubbery and just like, but
yeah.
I wholeheartedly love you as a person. And I am so freaking excited to be able to continue to like work with you and like watch you grow and to like clear all the old baggage out of the way. And for us, it's people that genuinely get each other and care, yeah, about each other, can like do this thing, Jess. Like, this could be the beginning of something really, really big, you know?
Yeah. And I feel the same way. I think it's very rare you get the opportunity to work with someone that understands you as a person. And again, I am a very emotional person. I can be difficult to deal with at times, but like working with Kramer. Yeah, no, honestly. Yeah. And it's
as
hard.
Can I?
Well, exactly. I think everyone's like, well, it's business. You can't take it personal. Like, no, I take it personal because I'm a person and my feelings are real. And both you and I are the same that way. And so having a mentor and a friend that's on the same level and the same respect and the same love was such a blessing. And having to separate from you was really, really hard, because then those conversations of, and just even the feeling of being understood and heard was not, it's just different when someone isn't as similar as you in that way. And I think both you and I, like, we haven't even been to Baltimore and we don't even know these people, but we love them already. Like, we love yeah. them and we want to be loved by them. And I feel that same way about San Diego and just like radio in general. Like, we genuinely care about the people that are listening, and we genuinely want to create a connection and a relationship with these people. And we want to inspire them every day and make them happy every single day. If we have the chance to wake up with them every morning. And not right. everyone feels that way. And not everybody has that same type of love for the people. And having the chance to do that with you is going to be really, really special.
Well, I think it's going to be really awesome. And what's exciting to me too is that Jess and I are going to work really hard to make this a platform where everybody can come join. You know, like, we're excited to welcome the Baltimore people into our lives, and for hopefully vice versa, that they're going to accept us. But we also were very adamant about having this podcast because we want to be able to stay in touch. Even if you can't listen on the radio, or maybe the time zones are different, so like you can't listen to the show because it's, you know, 8 a.m. there, but 5 a.m. in San Diego or wherever you've listened to yeah. me in the past. This podcast will be here because we want to be able to, especially on here, to be able to be as open and authentic and real as possible. So we're excited for all of our San Diego family that either grew up with me or, you know, spent time with me or with Jess, to be able to come over here and to bring you into our podcast family on this side. And are we doing this, Jess? Back to my question. I know you've now missed your call. You've missed your Beachbody call. You're going to get fired.
Yeah, it's fine. It's whatever. It's okay. They're going to take away my Shakeology, but it's whatever. It's fine.
No. are we doing this? We've literally been talking for almost an hour. Just like, there's no way this can be an hour. Like, it'll be like 10 minutes, girl. Here we are literally at 50 minutes.
Oh, no. Okay. Do you want
to? Are you ready? Like, because they pretty much, we have about 24 hours, right? Less than 24 hours. By tomorrow, they need to know if are we going to take this opportunity or not.
For
so,
real? Tomorrow?
Yeah. Like, oh, tomorrow. Yeah, I didn't tell you that part. Sorry. So
you did not tell me anything. You really
sorry,
did not.
I didn't tell you. Kramer. I didn't tell you. I found out this afternoon before I called Jess, and then she's like, let's record. I forgot to tell you. Yeah, like, this is no BS. So they need
You're
to know
so
by tomorrow.
You're so annoying. You're so annoying. You did this on purpose. You're so annoying. Wait. Oh, my
Jessica.
God. Wait, actually, like tomorrow. For
yeah, for real. Like, no BS. Like, no BS right now. Tomorrow.
And you.
Also, like, let's just call this what this is, too, is, like, Jess is really on a time crunch over here, because she is, you know, she let them know at the other radio station over here in San Diego that she was looking at this opportunity, and then they offered her a position, an opportunity to stay, too. And so they're kind of looking for an answer. We don't have time to like, mess around with this anymore, you know? So...
Yeah. This has been such a, like, process. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So, are you ready?
You want to do
Kramer
it?
Kramer and Jess show in Baltimore at Mix 106.5?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, let's... yeah, like, let's just go. Let's go.
The Kramer and Jess show. Like, what? How did this
Actually,
happen?
No, you're lying. Like... No, you're lying. Stop it. Stop it right now.
I am going, listen, it goes against every bit of comfortability to me. The comfortable answer for me is to, like, stay in San Diego and just, like, figure something out. The scary and the biggest thing that could happen to me is for me to just, like, take a leap of faith. And for Jess and I to go try this and see if it can work. And it may not. You know, Jess, we have to accept that, like, we could get out there and they could hate us. And
yeah.
And we have to be okay with that. Like we're uprooting everything on a chance.
Yeah. If it doesn't work out, I know my mom is listening. I'm just going to move back home. So just get my room ready. If it doesn't work out, I'll just go back home. Oh, my God. Oh my okay. God, I'm shaking. Yeah. No, are we good? Yeah, so, for real, we're going? Yeah,
for real. I am in this moment right here and now, I'm saying I am in. I'm apprehensive and I'm scared.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh crap. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. No, this is the first time you've said this. This whole time you've been like,
I know.
Because
I've been the one that's like, I've been trying to hold out and I've been trying to like get any kind of negotiations just right. Honestly, like they're just not quite right. But that's what I'm talking about, the leap of faith. Like, that I have to just trust the universe that like this is falling, like the channel 933 didn't work out, and that you and I just felt like we could put on a great show, and they believe the same thing, and there's so many people rooting for us that like we can just go and we can go do this, and all the fear and anxiety, we just have to use it as like the fuel to like get over there and bust our butts and give it a shot. Because if we don't, then how will we ever, you know, how can we be okay with not doing this? And I don't think the answer is yes for that either. So.
I'm just like really shook because are you saying yeah? You said yeah. Did you tell them?
I'm right here and now. I'm committed. And this is, by the way, we did not set this up. This is completely just like we said we're gonna talk about it.
This whole time you've been so annoying. You've been like, let's just kind of maybe.
Anybody out of it, it's been me to Jess. Jess has been like super gung-ho about this. I've just been nervous. I'm just nervous and scared. But I mean, we have to have an answer by tomorrow. And my gut is telling me yes. My anxiety is telling me no. So I'm going to try to push through that and say this is the right opportunity and I'm in. So. You better say yes too, because I ain't trying to look for another co-host. You know, like I ain't trying to.
Oh my God, let's go. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah. I mean, whatever. Right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here it is. Welcome to the very first episode of the Kramer and Jess podcast. I think it's gonna be called Kramer and Jess Uncensored, but it may not be by the time this actually. We're just like recording this. It's our very first installment of anything we've ever done just as her and I. And I'm so thankful that you could be here to like watch our progress. Now, keep in mind, the next step that's going to happen is Jess is going to have to go to her current radio station, Channel 933, and let them know that she's taking another opportunity. So next episode, we're going to have to talk about that and then everything else that kind of comes in the process. And we don't know when we're starting. We don't know anything. I don't have any other information other than that. So, all right, that's it. You've missed your Beachbody call. Are you going to get in trouble?
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, I love you. It's okay. I'll tell them. I'll send them your email.
Okay. I'll sign up. I'll get some Shakeology.
Yeah, just sign up, player. Come on. Help your girl out.
Support your girl. She's about to be unemployed for a few days.
Come on. I'm a need. Yo. Yeah. Real.
Yeah.
Real.
Next episode, we're going to have to talk about the leaving of Channel 933, because I don't even know how that's going to go. I don't know how they're going to take that. So. Well, next episode, we'll talk about that and kind of the process that we're at. Okay, we're done here. We've been over an hour. We can't go over an hour. We're good. Okay?
Okay, fine. Okay, love you. Bye.
All right. I love you. Thank you for listening to episode number one of our podcast, which will be named by the time it comes out. And hopefully you can subscribe. And if you want to show us a little bit of love, you can give it a 5-star review. And Baltimore, we will see you soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.